The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. With available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Well, what's good, everybody? It is Friday, February 10th, and we are back in the friendly confines. This is your daily sports betting brand of record. We call it the Early Edge. We are powered, as always, by the almighty Sportsline, the best value in all sports betting, and it is not close. A solid day at the brand throughout, and we tell you all the time, we are everywhere. A bunch of check marks there, but if you watch me with M Squared on CBS Sports HQ, you would have 4 more cashed tickets. I hit the Nets. I hit the under in the Hawks game. I hit the under in the Bucks and the Lakers last night. I told you all there would be no points, no LeBron. We nailed it. We nailed it. Now, it's a busy, busy weekend at the brand. As always, we are not done. But in your feed right now, if you haven't watched our preview, mega preview, part duh, that's there right now. Our new Early Wedge PGA Tour weekly show. You can still get some information. That's in your feed as well. And also yesterday, how about Uncle Dave's debut as the host of The Prop Shop with Sia, with Prop Stars? All of that in your feed right now. But then do not forget tonight, Super Bowl Propsapalooza at 8 p.m. Eastern time on CBS Sports HQ. And then on Sunday, 5:30 p.m. Eastern time, a full hour leading up to the Super Bowl, the Chiefs and the Eagles, we will be here. The entire crew is working on a Sunday. They might not be happy with it, but they are. Because here, this is where we get it. This is where we get our day started. Now, if you are brand new to the brand, or if you're like Tony, who's back in live for the first time in a long time, wherever you fall in between, when you arrive on this day, you can't help but get hyped, because there is only one show, one, that has Big Pick Energy Friday. Let's go. Oh, we get a little added something to the Sia shimmy today. The elbow drop. Oh, let's go, ladies and gentlemen. It's an embarrassment of riches on Big Pick Energy Friday. So where do we start? Well, we're going to start with the man who helped name this day. There is only one, ladies and gentlemen. He's been here for over a decade. He has seen over 10 Super Bowls at CBS Sports. There is only one, Chip Patterson. Chip, good morning, sir.
Good morning, Coach. Good morning, Sia. Good morning, Buckets. Good morning, Early Edge fam. Love this time of the calendar, and not just because everyone's so Super Bowl crazy that I can just, you know, go around, steal a pen here. I go around, I take some off supplies there. No one's looking, baby. But this, when no one's looking, is when we make money on college basketball. Fired up to get into this weekend with all of y'all.
You're damn right you are. Next, I've got to give a heartfelt thank you, because as I'm traveling around all this week, they're pulling me in all different directions. One man said, you know what, Coach, let me take something off your plate. Let me step in as the host of the Early Wedge and take it to the promised land. Didn't even miss a beat. Counselor, Sia Najat, good morning, sir.
It was fun to fill the big shoes up, Coach. I'm glad you're back in the saddle, but I'm happy to do that again in your stead, Coach. But I will say this, a little insulting. Me, it looks like this whole crew is wearing Eagles green, a couple days from Super Bowl Sunday, whereas you, of course, are wearing that Chiefs hat. I wonder if we're trying to send a message.
I didn't even notice.
I'm asking. I don't know.
I didn't even notice. But the reason I would think that you guys could not coordinate together is because the last man on the screen this week, he became once again the gift that just keeps on giving. Chip, were you aware that New York City is now the Windy City? Were you aware of that?
No. Oh. Absolutely. No, it is. It's the city that never sleeps. It's the Big Apple. It's not the Windy City. I mean, I can't.
It's not the Windy City. As if the man didn't live near Chicago to know that. But he is ours. He is not yours. He is ours. He is only one man, even though it seems like he's a lot of things. Ladies and gentlemen, the world famous jet setting all over the map, Buckets. Welcome back home, kid.
Good morning, everyone. It's great to be here. I got to be honest, not the best way to start the day, because the way Chip answered that sounded like a disappointed father. He wasn't angry. He wasn't upset. He was just disappointed in me. So, Chip, I will do better for you. I promise.
That's exactly the tone. Yeah. That's exactly the tone he was going
for. It hurt. I felt it.
Unfortunately, I can access it very quickly. It's in my recently served tones. It's easy muscle memory for me.
There it is. All right. They're now asking other questions. Maybe we'll have trivia today. You never know where the show might go. All right, let's jump into it. Storylines that could affect the betting lines today. And we got to start right there with college basketball, because that, other than the Super Bowl, is now taking center stage. Chip, you're up first.
Yeah, we got to talk about some of these teams that the power ratings still love and I think might be sneaky fraudulent, because something happens at this point in the season. The really smart guys, the nerds, they say, you cannot be on the wrong end of these close games so often. You know, KenPom even has a luck rating. And there's a team that lost on Thursday night that ranks number 363 in luck. That is the Ohio State Buckeyes. They are 11-13 overall. They are 3-10 in Big Ten play. And yes, those KenPom ratings, which I do use, I'm not trashing KenPom at all. This is more going under the hood. It says they're number 39 in the country. 13 losses, you ain't a top 40 team. So let's dive in. Let's figure out what's really happening, because when you watch the games, you see a team that doesn't do the small things well. Yes, they do grayed out on every single possession as a top 20 offensive team in the country. But you know what happens on the one possession that matters in some of these close Big Ten games? You're turning the ball over. It's a missed box out here. It is failing to do the small things well, not being unlucky, that is making Ohio State come up on the short end of so many of these Big Ten games. I'm telling you, I understand a model will tell you that a team is due for some positive regression, that a team is doing on every single possession of the entire season, performing at a certain level. But college basketball is decided by single possessions, not thousands of possessions. So find these teams that the models love when you know the performance just isn't there, because that's how we capitalize, and they will be on America's Most Watched Network on Sunday, playing against Michigan State. So CBS Sunday, an opportunity to fade Ohio State. We'll be all over it once the line does come out.
Oh, educate and entertain, ladies and gentlemen. Educate and entertain. And also, you said that magic word, opportunity. On Sunday, we'll have proportunities all over the board in our Super Bowl preview. See how I did that, Buckets? That's a next level transition, we call it in the business. Now, up next, I've been very, very frustrated with soccer lately, very frustrated with the pitch. But I know, Buckets, that you're going to give me some information right here, right now, that's going to help me get my money back. What are we up to today?
Let's get that money back, Coach, because next week, we finally have the return of the Champions League, February 14th on Valentine's Day. I don't care if you have date night scheduled. I don't care if it's your anniversary. I don't care if you've had dinner reservations for 2 months at that fancy steakhouse. Skip them, cancel them, ditch your partner, and watch these games, because this is what matters on Valentine's Day. However, just because these games are back does mean that it's going to change how we bet these teams this weekend. Any team that is playing in Champions League matches next week are going to play very slow and very different this weekend. Champions League takes priority over league play. You're going to see teams like Chelsea, like Dortmund, PSG, and Bayern Munich all rotate their squads in their domestic matches this weekend to focus on next week's matches. So be very careful betting the usual best teams, because the Bayern squad that can win 5-0 might only win 2-0 and then take all their starters out. It creates for a very tricky business betting these games, but I'll help you out along the way.
It certainly does. Skip the date, ditch your part. What's that, Crystal? You didn't say that. No. You know who I live with. What are you doing?
She watches.
My God. What is wrong with you? All right. Now, I had this great intro ready. I was like, the man is two shots back with five holes to play as they complete round one this morning. And as I was getting ready to do that, he bogeys a hole. But he's still three back, still two under, and still the best player in the world. See ya, counselor. You're up.
That's right. And you make a good point in terms of potentially having a live bet opportunity with round one not even finishing yet. They are on the course right now, finishing round one. It was short because of darkness yesterday. But this guy, John Rahm, he's lingering up at the top of the leaderboard. This is his home course. He's in his home city at TPC Scottsdale in Scottsdale, Arizona. And he is just this, like, at this point, we really have to consider whether John Rahm is on a, not a Tiger trajectory, but one of the better trajectories that we have seen over the last 10 years. Now, he hasn't done anything close to that quite yet, but he's really starting to check a lot of those boxes. And if he wins this one, we're going to be talking about him, you know, well above guys like Rory McIlroy. So this is going to be a really interesting tournament to watch. He's never won here, but he's always done pretty well. Not great. I just think all eyes are on John Rahm right now. This is a star-studded field, so it's certainly not his for the taking necessarily. There's a lot of guys up top, Xander, Max Homa. This is going to be such an interesting finish to this tournament. We're not even a full round in, but there's a lot of superstar power at the top. Everybody should be tuning in here.
And I was getting ready to say that he was kind of part of the lucky part of the draw because the win was early yesterday, but Dr. D in Arizona in the chat, always helping us out. He says, very windy here in Phoenix today. Those finishing first rounds are struggling. So Dr. D, thank you very much for that. I flew home yesterday and it was very windy at the airport, and which is about 20 minutes from where they play this particular golf tournament. So keep your eyes on that. When the wind comes up, kind of lean into players that like to play on the ocean, like to play in wind. Those are the players that could play well today. See ya. Thank you very, very much. Now, it's about time to get to our board for the day. And you know, on Fridays, we got a big board, but we're all starting to feel the family atmosphere as we head into the Super Bowl. And whether you're an advertiser, whether you got a commercial on, or whether you're part of the production itself, aren't we in all of this together?
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, it is time. It is time. By the way, apparently you've got supporters in the chat buckets because Rex said, hey, great advice on dating buckets. In a related story, Rex has been single for 15 years. All right, let's get into it. And there's a reason I'm letting the counselor go first because the schedule is all over the place, finishing round one, getting right into round two. So we need to get these out there so you can get them in your queue. See ya, counselor. You're up first.
Yeah, it's a very good point. I think we have a couple hours on each of these, but you're absolutely right. On Big Pick Energy Friday, you know, some of these will be, you know, a half an hour from the show or an hour from the show, depending on tee times, obviously. So these are all round two picks. All of these people have finished round one naturally. Okay, I'll start with Keith Mitchell over Taylor Montgomery. Listen, Keith Mitchell was really good last week, but I'm not really predicating this exclusively on how good Keith Mitchell was last week. He's been good in general. He's a monster off the tee. He's kind of reined in his approach. It's been pretty good, and he can get hot with the putter. Conversely, we have Taylor Montgomery, who was scorching hot in January. And it's just one of those things where he was scorching hot because of the putter mostly. His ball striking has never been that elite, particularly on approach. That's really going to sting him. It stung him yesterday where he lost four strokes tee to green in one round. That's like actually hard to do. You almost have to try to lose that many strokes tee to green. That's the trajectory he's on, at least from a ball striking standpoint. And this is a ball striking course. So I get Keith Mitchell minus 120 over Taylor Montgomery. I'll take that all day. Now let's get some plus odds. Johnny Vegas plus 115 over Taylor Pendrith. Now, I'll mention Pendrith lost across the board yesterday other than the putter. In other words, his ball striking, the approach off the tee around the green, he lost across the board. Vegas, on the other hand, now the putter was the only issue for him. He gained everywhere. The ball striking aspect, he gained everywhere. But more importantly for Vegas, he's on a nice trajectory since his shoulder surgery late last year. So I think Vegas is really on the up. And I think Taylor Pendrith is a tremendous talent, probably more talented than Vegas. But I really like Vegas at plus money in this matchup. To me, this should be minus 110 both ways. And we're getting plus 115 on Johnny Vegas. Finally, by the way, both of those picks are at DraftKings. And what I wanted to do is have some, you know, obviously these sites offer different picks, different matchups. So I went over to Caesars and I went over to FanDuel to find a pick for people who perhaps don't bet on DraftKings. And I found Sungjae Im in a three ball over Nick Taylor and Ryan Brem. Now, this is one of those classic three balls that's really a two ball, right? Because Ryan Brem is not going to be competing with these two guys. No offense to him. He's just not that dude. We got Sungjae Im minus 140 over Nick Taylor. That's basically what we see. Now, if you look at the leaderboard, Nick Taylor's at the top. He's playing really well, not just yesterday, but he's playing well in general. But Sungjae is the talent here. Minus 140, it's a lot of juice, but Sungjae's great in all areas. And oh, by the way, he's good in the wind as well. He lost a bit with the putter yesterday, but otherwise he was pretty good. And again, this is a talent gap here. Nick Taylor over Sungjae Im over the 18 holes. I think we see that. And give me Sungjae at the juiced price.
Yeah, yesterday I won a round one head-to-head with Sungjae over Cam Young, and he played in the morning. He played in that win and still shot under par. Mm-hmm. This is a great pick. Great pick. Nick shot well yesterday too, but he is so inconsistent. You're not going to see him shoot a 5-under 2 days in a row. It's not going to happen.
Oh, Coach, I got to interrupt here real quick because for the first time in Early Edge history, I am going to win a showdown against anyone, but specifically against Sia. So I got to interrupt because Sia, you are just completely off on one of your picks. Do you mind if I jump in here real quick?
Apparently not.
All right. You are going against Taylor Montgomery, Sia, and I have to disagree with you here. As you mentioned, he has been extremely hot in the last month, and I know that he's starting to cool down a bit, but we've seen time and time again how good he is with the putter and with the short game. His short game is absolutely incredible. His approach play and his ball striking haven't been the best so far in the new year because he's so reliant on his putter. However, I think we all know that he is capable of bouncing back, especially with the performances we saw out of his games in January. I love Taylor Montgomery here. I don't think he should even be at plus odds against Keith Mitchell. And I think that I'm going to win my first showdown here on the Early Edge. Sia, what do you think about that?
Is this the new golf guru? Well, that was actually, I mean, you're wrong, but it was kind of impressive. You're dead wrong, but it was impressive.
I didn't actually go to New York this last week. I spent the entire week in my office studying as much PGA and golf as I possibly could so I could finally get that first win. I still don't remember the phrase, but Jake, can we play the music? Is that how it goes?
Whoa.
I knew I was close.
Whoa. If you think I'm going to let this slide like this, you are sadly mistaken. If you would have done it correctly, I would not have said anything, but you didn't. You didn't. Smartass. Now.
The distaste in Coach's mouth as he's a smartass.
I'm so hot right now. You have to ask Sia if he wants, are you in or are you out? Once he says yes to the smoke, then you ask for the music. Have you not done this before?
I've just never won, so I think I blank it out every time it happens after.
All right, let's rewind 15 seconds. You need to ask Sia if he'd like a showdown with, do you even know the player that Taylor Montgomery is playing?
He's playing against Keith Mitchell.
Yes, that's correct. So, please proceed.
Oh, Sia, are you in or are you out?
Well, I got to say, credit to Sawyer in the chat because he's asking, is Buckets, is this a long-term hustle? Do we have a Billy Hoyle, Sidney Dean situation on our hands? I don't know the answer because I got to be honest, I was a little impressed with what Buckets just did. But the answer, of course, is I'm going to take the winner, which means I am in.
Jake, play the music. It's gonna be a showdown.
Oh, and Ray says, which way do you lean, Coach, on this particular bet? Well, I'm glad that you ask. It's not with Buckets. I can see that right now. Oh, my goodness. Keith Mitchell played well last week. He plays good in the wind. He's a great iron player. All of those things. And I think Taylor Montgomery is tired. I think he is tired. You thought you really were going to get one over on me there, didn't you there, big boy? All right. How about trivia question number one? Right here, right now. You think you want to be a smart guy in the golf world? If you want to participate and win $100 cold hard cash, no strings attached, write hashtag bucketheads in the chat and attach your Venmo. Question number one, how many years has Taylor Montgomery, the guy that you know so much about, how many years has he been on the PGA Tour?
12, Coach.
What?
Taylor Montgomery and you have a lot in
Born in the 90s?
No.
They are both rookies. They are both rookies. That's what he has in common with Taylor Montgomery. This is his first year on tour. Number one, 5 months, less than a year. But you know everything about Taylor Montgomery, don't you, big boy? All right.
No, I want to know if he knows Billy Hoyle and Sidney Dean.
I knew someone was going to ask that. Yeah, I have no idea who they are.
I want to know because 1992 is when we're talking about that moment. I want to know if Buckets knows who that is.
That's before I was born, so yeah, there's no way I'm going to know that.
We don't go before 2017 for Buckets. All right. We'll have another one coming up. Don't worry if you want to participate. Hashtag Bucketheads in the chat and your Venmo, please. All right, Buckets. All kidding aside. It's a big day in soccer. The last 2 days have been very soft. Not a whole lot going on, but today and this weekend, a different story. You're up.
Let's get right into it. I have three picks for us that all take place this afternoon, and I'm starting with Serie A, as Coach likes to say it, and the matchup between AC Milan and Torino FC. AC Milan are one of the titans of Serie A. They are a historic club with tons of heritage. They're incredible. Except for right now, they're absolutely abysmal to watch, and we can't figure out what's going on with them. In the last three games since the World Cup break ended, they have been outscored 10-3. They have lost four games across all competitions in a row, and they're just struggling to produce any kind of results. They're still scoring goals, which we love, but this is not a team I'm confident in winning. BTTS at -105 right now is incredible value over at Caesars because this AC Milan team can score, but they cannot defend. And this Torino side is clinical in the final third. Expect goals in this first matchup. Then I'm going to the matchup in the Netherlands Eredivisie, which is the top flight of Dutch soccer, in a beautiful game between AZ Alkmaar and Excelsior Rotterdam. This match is at 2 p.m. Eastern this afternoon. And this is a game that could be kind of messy. Alkmaar is currently on track to win the Netherlands Eredivisie. They're fighting with Feyenoord, PSV, Ajax, a couple of their teams. But this is the best team we've seen out of AZ Alkmaar in a long time. They have become known for their absolutely absurd matches, winning games 5-3, 7-1, 6-0. They are a team that scores and scores and scores. And one player in particular is scoring more than anybody. Vangelis Pavlidis, who is a Grecian striker that joined the Netherlands Eredivisie this year, has been red hot. He has made 10 starts so far this season and has scored 9 goals. He has scored in his last 3 outings in a row for AZ Alkmaar. Expect that to continue against a newly promoted Rotterdam side here. Vangelis, anytime goal scorer at -105. Again, tremendous value for this striker. Then for our third and final play this afternoon, I am looking at La Liga, which is Spain's top flight of soccer, and a matchup between Cadiz and Girona. I'm trying to pronounce them more like coach. Cadiz and Girona playing this afternoon at 3 p.m. Now, hear me out here, because Girona is a team that we have cashed a tremendous amount of tickets on, but recently we've been losing on. Girona were the BTTS machines in all of the top 5 flights in Europe. This team, in their first 18 matches of the season, hit BTTS in 16 of those 18 matches. However, the last 3 in a row have all had clean sheets where BTTS has missed. That changes this afternoon. I am willing to let Girona hurt me one more time because the value at -110 on BTTS is so good. They score usually every game. Yes, it's been a little bit of a rough patch, but they're going against a Cadiz side that has now scored in 6 of their last 7. They're relegation bound. They're playing scrappy, aggressive ball. These are two teams that should do nothing but attack this afternoon. Take the BTTS there.
Very well done, Buckets. Very, very well done. They're talking about your trivia record in the chat. I believe you're 3 for 20. You've got a win percentage of 15%. That's embarrassing. Absolutely embarrassing. All right, Champ, they're asking for you to save the show. So, by the way, if you're new to the show and you're just finding us for the first time, I know you're having a blast, but you want to wait all the way to the end of the show. Mm-hmm. I promise you that. I promise you that. All right? Chip, we have arrived, and I want not one, but give me 3 big college basketball picks, sir, if you don't mind.
Well, they're calling for it. Whoa! Come on! Oh, yeah! Return of the Mac, it is. We are going to the rivalry game that we got between Ohio and Akron. I know a cashing with the flashes opportunity is out there, but I don't like the smell of it. It's just not quite the value I'm looking for. I'm seeing value in Ohio Akron total. That's right. We're going over 142. Last time out, 83-77. If you're not good at math like me, I'll tell you that's 160 points. But I will admit, probably unsustainable because both teams were over 1.2 points per possession, shots everywhere, absolutely no defense. I'm not thinking they're going to be quite that efficient, but this game is going to be played in Athens, and Ohio, which is trying to chase just a little bit, does so with pace. Ohio at home, playing with energy, playing with urgency. They get the ball going up and down the floor. Ohio, by the way, also a phenomenal over team. They've gone 8-2 to the over in the last 10. Also, if you look at Akron, last time out, usually a good defensive team, gave up 84 points to Toledo, another team that likes to run. So we like the total there. We're going over the 142. Going over to the Atlantic 10 Conference, where we've got a Dayton team that for a little bit this season in January looked like one of the more disappointing teams in the entire country. We thought they'd be a top 25, top 30 type team. Lost their footing just a little bit, but I think they're rounding a corner. Absolutely huge win against VCU on Tuesday night. Now I think they've got a good matchup here against St. Louis. These are two of the top teams in the A-10 standings. And remember, the top 4 in the A-10 standings get the double bye in the conference tournament. Yes, it is time for us to start paying attention to this. 7 teams within 2 games in the loss column at the top of the standings. Every single one of the games between these two teams is so important. Back to the matchup. Right now, this Dayton team is starting 4 players that are 6'8 or taller. St. Wow. Louis has 1 player who is 6'8 or taller in its starting lineup. Particularly when you go into Dayton, you look at Deron Holmes, the 6'10, 230-pound center, who's an absolute beast on the boards. Tumani Kamara had a phenomenal game against TCU. Sometimes in football, I like to say it's physics, not football. It's height, weight, speed, and it's just a bad matchup. Something similar here. here where I think Dayton's advantage inside with size is going to help them be able to cover this short number in a key game. And finally, a little bit of a letdown spot, I think, for Steve Alford and the Wolfpack. Two words from Nevada. They had a massive, massive win against New Mexico, 77-76 earlier in the week. You know, Steve Alford going back to the pit, a lot of emotions right there. And this one, you just need to beat Fresno State by 1 point, right? You just beat them by 1 point. You're at home, and you look at the schedule. They get a week off. He's just like, all right, guys, let's get through this game. It's been an emotional week. Let's win by any number. Hello, underdog. So we're going to go Fresno State plus the 9.5 because, again, I think that this Nevada team has been an exhausting emotional week. They just got to win by any number. Fresno likes to, you know, slow the game down a little bit, which means less possessions, better chance for a big underdog. So looking at a little bit of a letdown spot and one at least positive note on Fresno, so it's not all negative Nevada. Fresno did just win two conference games in a row for the first time all season, so the confidence is at least starting to get going with the Bulldogs. So yeah, we will take Fresno plus 9.5 in a little nightcap.
An absolutely perfect spot for a letdown. A perfect spot for a letdown. By the way, I was a little surprised, Chip, that the Ohio Akron wasn't like 146 or 147. I thought it'd be a lot higher than 142.
Yeah, 142 is, again, like 18 points off where we are the first time. I'm not expecting that it will be that efficient. There are going to be more bricks than there were. It's just not sustainable. But at the same time, the pace and sort of where these two teams are at, I could see that thing getting up and down the floor.
Yeah, me too. All right, Chip, thank you very much. All right, we've reached that time. Grab your paper, grab your pencil. Here is the recap courtesy of the Snake on the ones and the twos. Seeing the job, the counselor. Get these in now because the second round, as soon as the first round is done, they're going to go right into the second round. Same players, same wave. Johnny Vegas plus money over Taylor Pendrith. Keith Mitchell over Taylor Montgomery. And we've got a showdown. Buckets is on Montgomery. And C is on Keith Mitchell. Then a little three ball over at FanDuel. And if you can find it anywhere else, Sunjay, however you want to say it, over Nick Taylor and Ryan Bram. Then buckets, three plays on the pitch today. AC Milan, Torino. He gave you all the reasons why both teams to score is the best play. Then how about an anytime goal score? Pavelidis. Oh, I love him. Love saying his name. I say it all the time. Then Cadiz and Torino. Don't hurt us one more time, Torino. Give us a goal, just one. That's all we need. Then Chip, three big plays from the world of college basketball. Ohio, Akron over 142, Dayton minus 5.5, Fresno State plus 9.5. All right. Now, normally, any other day of the week, this is where the show ends, but not on Big Pick Energy Friday. No, no, no. We have got to travel the world to find teams that are playing that nobody else even knows exists. That's why our man Buckets is here. Every single Friday with the here or there parlay. All right, Buckets. I know you put a lot of time into this. I joke around a lot, but this is a very, very serious parlay. Give it to us.
This is probably the most research and time I've ever put into a here or there parlay, because when we say I went all around the world, I went all around the world for this one. This is a four-part money line parlay. So I'm taking four teams on the money line here to get us to plus 500. And I am going to do my best to pronounce these teams somewhat correctly here. So let's start with a beautiful matchup and one of our absolute favorites here on the early edge. Olimpija Ljubljana versus Bravo Ljubljana. We're taking Olimpija money line. This is in the Slovenian Premier League. And before I go any further, just know that all four of these games are tomorrow morning and tomorrow afternoon. So these are all Saturday plays. Going to our second pick, we're on Kizvarda FC versus Ferencvárosi Budapest. This is in the Hungarian Premier League, and we're going with Ferencvárosi on the money line. For the third pick, FK Spartak Varna versus PFC Ludogorets Razgrad here. We're going with Ludogorets Razgrad on the money line in the Bulgarian Premier League. And finally, we're looking at Hapoel Beersheva versus Hapoel Jerusalem FC. And we're, of course, taking Beersheva on the money line. That one shouldn't even be questioned here in the Israeli Premier League. All four of these teams that we were betting on the money line are teams that are consistently winning, teams that are on the top of their league, and teams that do not have to worry about European competition. So the only thing they care about is winning the domestic league. Throw those four teams together and write them down because they're going to be hard to find. It's a bit of a scavenger hunt to get this bet together. But at plus 500, that is your here or there parlay.
Jason in the chat had the line of the day. It usually ends here during the week, but today it ends there. Oh, Jason, I saw
there we go, Jason. There.
And there's going to be one person that says, why can't you put the leagues on the screen? No, you got to do a little work yourself. He told you where to find them. Listen, write it down, grab your – I still do it, and I'm the host of the damn show. Damn, I love Big Pick Energy Friday. Yes, see ya.
Well, I just wanted to mention, did Buckets mention this is Saturday? These are Saturday bets?
He did.
Okay, my bad, because it was in the chat. I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah, thank you for listening. See ya. We appreciate it.
Sorry.
Yeah, okay. He's still shooken up about me calling him out in such a tremendous manner early in the show.
Shooken? It's true, shooken? But I'm more...
Shaken? Shooked? Oh, shaken. No.
Shaken!
I'm more shaken or shook by Chip Patterson's rendition of Return of the Mac. He's better than Mark Morrison at that thing.
Whoa,
that was impressive. Whoa. No, it's true.
I'm not going to step on the shoes, on the coat, or on the stylings of Mark Morrison. That man's a goat.
Well, there you go. All right, Buckus, one final chance to give somebody at home $100. No. Then we got to get the hell out of Dodge. My kids need to go to school. Can you spell? And if you want to participate, hashtag Bucketheads and your Venmo. Can you spell?
Mark Jerome. Morrison?
Jerome.
Girona?
Jerome.
Damn it, coach. I practiced this morning learning how to spell all these Olympia Libujaba teams. And
I know you did.
Oh, Girona, it's G-I-R-O-N-A.
Let's go. Let's go. All right, Snake, I need one winner. I need one winner, and you will hear personally from me in your DMs, or $100 will just show up in your account. Just say thank you. No strings attached. And thank you to Bucket for finally getting one. Now, I had to give you a second grade word, but you got it done. See, anything to add? You look like you have that face. You want to add something.
No, I'm just shocked. Like, this is a shocking end to the episode. He's spelling things right. We got the Mark Morrison cover, the showdown. I'm just taking it all in.
It feels like a great time to end the show. It does. We got everything in we were trying to get in today. All of those things. So with all that being said, damn it, this is fun. Are you allowed to have fun anymore? Because we sure do. So enjoy your day. Pay it forward. Be kind to each other. And remember, there's only one thing left to do. And I believe you all know. You've got your marching orders. Let's take all of these tickets straight to the pay window. For my entire crew, love them all. Buckets, the counselor, Chip, the snake on the ones and the twos, and everybody in the Early Edge universe. Damn it. This is Super Bowl number 3. We're going to be here until the end of time. We haven't missed a day since December of 2020. Name me another brand that does that. It doesn't exist. There's only one. We grind with you. So we can win with you. And I completely screwed that up too, because I'm excited. Because I love being a part of the Early Edge. Good luck.
On May 23rd.
I want to go back to normal.
What's normal?
The Paramount Plus original series, Evil Returns.
We've already hunted werewolves and demons.
And now what? A baby Antichrist?
Okie dokie.
Prepare yourself.
You will not beat us.
For the end.
I have visions of hell.
Make it stop. Make it shut up.
You're not gonna survive this.
Evil, the final season. Streaming May 23rd, only on Paramount Plus.